There's another discourse. This is from the Samyutta Nikaya, Samyutta 41, Sutta number 10. It's a discourse on Jitta, the householder, who was, now on that occasion, Jitta, the householder, was sick, afflicted, gravely ill. And I'll summarize as we go along, so I'm not reading out absolutely everything. But anyway, what happened is a whole bunch of the devatas that live nearby, celestial beings in the area, came and sort of said, "Make a wish, householder, thus. May I become a wheel-turning monarch in the future." And what is a... you say the devas recognized that this person had exceptional virtue and a storehouse of goodness, and if he made an aspiration, he could become somebody really important and rich in a future life or in the next life. And when this was said, Jitta the householder said to those devas, "That too is impermanent, that too is unstable. One must abandon that too and pass on." So he's basically just sort of disregarding the devas and sort of saying, I don't want to go there. When this was said, of course, he's surrounded with his friends and relatives. He said, "When this was said, Jitta the householder's friends and companions, relatives and kinsmen said to him, 'Set up mindfulness, master, don't babble.'" Because they can't see the devas. They can't see the devas. So they think he's starting to lose it. Getting to the end of his life, he's getting close to death, and he's losing the plot. And then he says, "What did I say that makes you speak to me thus? You said to us, 'That too is impermanent, that too is unstable. One must abandon that too and pass on.'" And he says, "Well, that's because these devas came." I just told them, "No, I don't want to do that." And he said, "And what advantage do those devas see, master, that they speak to you like this?" And he says, "Well, those devas think Jitta the householder is virtuous, of good character. If he should wish, his wish would succeed because of its purity. And it's a great benefit to many people to have somebody with that kind of virtue in positions of power." Then they said, I said to them, "That too is impermanent, that too is unstable, one must abandon that too and pass on." Then his friends and relatives say, "Well, then exhort us too, householder. Then, therefore, you should train yourselves thus. We will be possessed of confirmed confidence in the Buddha, having confidence and faith, sometime, in Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. And then also say, whatever there may be in our family that can be given away, all that we will share unreservedly with virtuous ones who are of good character. It is in such a way that you should train yourselves. Then, having inspired confidence in the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, among his friends and colleagues, his relatives and kinsmen, and having exhorted them in generosity, Jitta the householder passed away." That's the story of Jitta the householder. And he was, what is he foremost in? Can't remember.
Expounding the Dhamma?
That's true. He was the layman who was foremost in expounding the Dhamma. So that there's, these monks, nun, layman, laywoman, who would be foremost in expounding the Dhamma. So he was the layman who was most skilled in expounding Dhamma.
So if people that we're with when they're dying seem to be mumbling, maybe talking to demons.
Could be.
Or, you know, they may be having some experience that we're not tuned in.
No, absolutely. Because those are also times when, on a certain level, consciousness opens a bit. You know, where we're not so confined by our habits of perception and our assumptions of selfhood. Which is also why in many times it's a very important time for one being present for people, as well as for giving some guidance or giving some perspectives that help them.